announcements this morning. Agape will meet tomorrow at 6 o'clock for their monthly meeting. Next weekend is already Trunk or Treat and Reformation Sunday. We still need a few more trunks, so if you are willing to come and hand out candy, you don't necessarily have to decorate your trunk or even dress up if you'd just be willing to come and hand out candy. And then don't forget, next Sunday is Reformation Sunday, so if you'd like, wear red for Reformation. In two Sundays, it will be All Saints Sunday, and if you have a loved one who has died since November 1st of 2023, please submit their name to me. I try to keep a list throughout the year, but it's likely that I forget people. So if you want to light a candle in memory of a loved one, please let me know their names. Also, next Sunday on Reformation Sunday, we are going to have a special basket offering. There have been a lot of needs in our community, as a wider community, that I have needed to use my discretionary fund for. In just the last couple of months, I have helped three families with that fund to not get their power turned off, and a variety of other things. And so I am needing a little bit of replenishment in that fund, and so we're going to have a special offering for that next Sunday on Reformation Sunday. You'll notice Jim Horn is on the prayer list. He had emergency surgery on Thursday to have his appendix removed. He's home and he's doing fine, but please hold Jim and Amy in your prayers. And last but not least, we still have the directories at the back of the sanctuary for you to pick up. The cost to you is $14. The church is picking up the rest of that. But if you'd like a directory, see Herbert after worship to pick your directory up. Since today is the third Sunday of the month, we will have our basket offering after our regular offering, and this month it is going to the scholarship fund. We have a few birthdays this week: Wendy Lohr, Bob Troutman, Scott Curry, Crystal Ferguson, and Jim Horn. Celebrating their anniversary this week are Robert and Mandy Fritz, and remembering their baptisms are Herb Lohr and Debbie Parsons. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have honored you with our lips, but have harmed our neighbors with our tongues. The cravings at war within us cause conflicts and disputes. It is our desire to be first when we make distinctions among ourselves. We place the needs of the poor and the suffering last. In your great mercy, forgive us our sins. Draw near to us with grace in time of need, and turn us to follow in the way of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God promises to forgive our iniquity and remember our sin no more. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, the source of eternal healing, your sins are forgiven. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Sovereign God, you turn your greatness into goodness for all the peoples on earth. Shape us into willing servants of your kingdom, and make us desire always and only your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Sawyer. You coming down, Brantley? Yeah, okay. Good morning, everybody. Well, I am excited because today I can officially tell you that not only is the nursery redecorated and updated, but the children's classroom is too. And so today we get to do something very special. We get to dedicate both of those spaces. And what that means is when we dedicate it, that we are going to say a prayer that says, God, thank you for these gifts. We want to use them to serve you, to set them apart for your use. So we're going to do that today. Does that sound pretty good? All right. Well, before we get started with our blessing, I want to let you know that there are some people here whose loved ones have died and people have given gifts in their memory, and we've used those monies to make this space happen. So for the rug in the nursery, the one with all the fun polka dots, that was the inspiration for the whole nursery. Everything else came from that. That was given with memorials from Dwight Everhart's memorial money. The vanity and the mirror and the faucet, the sink area and the little stool in front, that was given with memorial monies from Greg Carroll. That's Ava and Lincoln's granddaddy. The rocking chair and the cushion, the pillow and the end table, those were given in memory of Gary Hedrick. That's Isabel's granddaddy. All of the paint in the classroom, which I think is a beautiful blue, I hope you love it, that was given in memory of Marshall. That is Mary's grandpa. Mary's all the way at the back. That's Mary's grandpa. The shelves in the classroom and all the storage bins and the caddies with all the markers and things in it, those were given with memorial monies from Jimmy and Harold Beck. And Myra is Jimmy's mom and Harold's wife. Now this is a lot of stuff. The new floors in the nursery, the bookshelves in both of the rooms, the artwork and the frames, the window blinds, and all of the other random things that we needed to buy were bought with memorial monies from Bill and Betty Roberts. And last but not least, the kitchen and the table and chairs and all the plates and dishes and food, that was bought with money, memorial monies, from Robert Connor. And Teresa, Robert's wife, is here this morning. And so we give thanks for each of those people and for their loved ones who let us use that money to refresh those spaces so that they are cozy and inviting and they just make us want to go back there and enjoy being in them. So I'm excited to dedicate and bless those spaces. Is the video working, Robert? Well, I made a video, since we all can't go back to the spaces to bless them, I made a video with different photos that I will put up on Facebook later. It'll also be linked in our holly leaf. But please look at that because it's a really beautiful space, and I hope after worship you'll go down there and look in both of those spaces. But we were going to bless them today. Before we bless this, there is one thing that I'm going to need you to do a couple of times. I'm going to need you to say amen. Can we practice? Amen. Do you know what amen means? We pray it at the end of our prayers all the time, but do you know what it means? It means let it be or may it be so. So when we ask God to bless our food and we say amen, we're saying may it be. Let it be so, God. So we're going to say to some of this blessing, let it be, God, may it be so, okay? So a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Little children were being brought to Jesus in order that he might lay hands on them and pray. But the disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. And Jesus laid his hand on all the children and blessed them, and he went on his way. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. We ask that you send your blessing upon us and the nursery and the children's classroom, which we set apart today, to your praise and honor, O God. Thank you for these spaces, and thank you for the children who will use them. Help us to use these spaces to know you and to love you, to play and to build relationships. We thank you for all the people in this church of every age. Help us to love each other, to welcome each other, and to learn from each other. God, we ask that you would bless the nursery and the children's classroom, which this community has made. May it be a place where the children come to you and find welcome and find a home filled with love. Through their play, may they come to claim your stories and the worship of your church as their own. May they know you as they are known by you, and may they love you as they are loved by you. And may we all be open to the awe and wonder, the joy and creativity of play, becoming as little children, so that we may know you better. In Jesus' name, we pray and play, and all God's people said, Amen. May it be so. May those spaces be a place where you feel loved and where you learn and grow and where you make memories that we hope you will remember your whole life long. Thank you so much for coming up this morning. You may go to Children's Church today with Kelly, who I saw had a Snoopy stuffy, so I'm going to want to hear about that after church. Thank you for coming up, everyone.
The psalm for today is Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord,
how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You, whose glory is chanted above the heavens, out of the mouths of infants and children.
You have set up a fortress to answer your enemies, to silence the foe and the danger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, what are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them?
Human beings that you should care for them.
Yet you have made them little less than divine.
With glory and honor you crown them.
You have made them rule over the works of your hands.
You have put all things under their feet.
All flocks and cattle. The birds of the air, the fish of the sea.
And whatever passes along the paths of the sea.
O Lord, our Lord.
How majestic is your name in all the earth.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And Jesus took them up in his arms, and he laid his hands on them and blessed them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. You have probably noticed that instead of sermon being listed in the bulletin, it is a time of testimony. I thought today, since we're dedicating the children's spaces, and since the gospel lesson is Jesus telling the disciples to let the children come to him, of Jesus blessing the children, that we would have a time to celebrate with the stories of those in our congregation how the children of our church have blessed us, especially in this last year, as they have not only become more active in their participation of worship, but in leading worship. And so it was about this time last year that Brantley started coming to Holly Grove regularly. And I think once he started coming, he didn't want to stop, right, April? Sunday after Sunday, Brantley has to be at church. Sometimes he wakes up at 4 and 5 because he's so excited to be here. I remember in the early days he used to cry when church was over because he didn't want it to be over. And I could tell you all morning long, we could be here for a couple of hours, about all of the ways that children helping participate and lead in worship, how it has touched me and impacted me in really deep and meaningful ways. But I'll tell you just one quick story, and then we're going to invite some folks up to share. So last year I turned 40, and that's hopefully middle age. And I had always hoped to be a mom. In fact, in my mind and in my heart, it was never a question of whether or not I would be a mom. It was a matter of when. But last year, as I was turning 40, I made the very hard decision that I could not have children. I could not be a single mom and a pastor, either in the way that I wanted. And so I intentionally made the choice to put off adopting a child and to not have my own children. And as you might imagine, that held so much pain and grief for me. I still feel it very deeply. But in God's goodness and in God's mercy and grace, about the time I made that decision, the children of our church started participating more. Brantley started coming. Brantley is my shadow. He is everywhere I go. He knows every part of the service that I do. In fact, I'm certain that if I wasn't here, he could carry on without me and do just a fine job. And so I give thanks to God for the gift of the children in our congregation, for all of the ways that they inspire me to love God and love others more deeply, for the ways that they love worship and participating in worship, and for all of the ways that they bring all of us joy and challenge us to come to Jesus just like a little child. If only every one of us had the joy and excitement of coming to church and worshiping like Brantley, or the devotion of Sawyer every Sunday coming to serve the gluten-free communion, or of Kate, who so proudly raises her hand, not just a little bit, but as high as it can go, to bless our congregation. We truly are blessed by these children and all of the ways that they serve us as we do the work of worship. And so those of you who I've asked to share, if you'd like to come forward one at a time, come onto the lectern, and we would love to hear your experience.
Okay, so Public speaking is not my strong point, but we're going to try our best. So I was asked to come up in front and speak about what it means to me to see Brantley participating in worship on Sundays. Well, if I'm being honest, and I hope that we all get in our feels when we see his dedication and his passion for Holly Grove. Now, we've all seen firsthand that Brantley loves attention, he loves being front and center, and he genuinely loves helping people, especially Kate up here. We're making her raise the correct hand, and we're making sure that she's bowing her head. I mean, he loves being a helper. Now, I'm going to be honest, I do not know where he got the front and center trait from, because that is not me. Get me in front of children and I will be a rock star, but put me in front of adults and I'm like, no thank you, I'm going to pass. But Brantley's passion and love for children and love for our church has partially made me step out of my comfort zone and become more involved. This may be with the silly youth gatherings or helping out with communion on Sundays. Watching B has helped me become a more active member. Truthfully, watching all the kiddos, both big and small, inspires me to be more confident in myself. The youth of Holly Grove does not realize it, but they are leaving big impressions on all of us.
I'm just going to wing it because I don't have time to prepare at my house for anything. I think what felt like a lifetime ago when Keith and I brought Lauren to church every Sunday, if you all remember, she would not go to children's sermon. There was no children's church. We had to twist her arm to go to Bible school. We were able to get her in the Christmas play with a lot of bribery, and only if she did not have a speaking part. She did not want attention on her, eyes on her. But I think we all know that her mission in God's kingdom was very different. So now we have Kate and Lauren, another lifetime, here we are, a Kate and Cameron. And it's been very organic. We never asked Cameron to usher. He just wanted to be with Papa. And now he loves to usher with Papa. And we never asked Kate to help with communion. She literally got up out of the pew and held the bucket one Sunday. So we never intended on any of that. And this is their home. So what you see is what we have at home. They're loud, they're noisy, they push, they shove, they run, they climb. But this is their home. And this is a second home to them. And you are their second family. So thank you for loving them and supporting them in this season. And, you know, we can't wait to see what God's mission and purpose is in his kingdom for these two who feel very at home here. So thank you for loving them as they are.
I feel like I really don't fit up here because I'm so new and I haven't known Brantley as long as you all have or the rest of the kids, but I want to talk specifically about Brantley and what he's done for me and what I think he's done for us. I'm fairly new here. I didn't join until last Easter, so I'm just a baby at Holly Grove myself. And when I first started coming here, I was a little confused by Brantley. He sailed across the chancel with one hand in the air as if to invite everyone in. And later he walked boldly into the chancel again and stood right in front of the altar in front of Pastor Anna. And while she was praying, he touched the chalice. And I thought, oh my gosh, what is happening here? Because I'd never seen that happen before. He raised his hands as she did. It was quite amazing. And over the next few weeks, I began to see that Brantley was not only worshiping in his own special way, but drawing me into worship fuller, more fully, too. And I caught his excitement. When he said a prayer with Pastor Anna, I realized he had that prayer memorized, and I wanted to applaud from my pew. More recently, I've watched him support younger children and other kids, and we've already talked about that, as they've started serving as acolytes and communion assistants, it's been amazing. So Brantley's no longer a soloist, right, in these roles. Now he's an inviter of all the kids to come and do the same thing. He waves his hand and encourages them. That's just something. And I've watched you too. Since I'm new to the congregation, I do a lot of watching. And maybe some of you struggled at first too, as I did with Brantley moving so confidently around the front in the chancel. And even I saw him one time sitting in Pastor Anna's chair while she was preaching. I thought, oh my gosh. Some of his movements might at first have seemed disrespectful to some people, but I've learned, that for Brantley, they are acts of respect. He means them. He cares about this church and the service, and he wants to be helpful, especially to Pastor Anna. And these days, as I look across the congregation, I see smiles when Brantley moves toward the altar, or says a prayer, or leads the children in their new jobs in a communion service. I'm happy to say that Holly Grove seems to enjoy Brantley's being just who he is. And I believe that's what we would say about any of the children. And I'm so proud of that. Brantley does what he does enjoy. I've no doubt about that. But in the process, you see, I think he's showing us something about God, because our God is so big. And Brantley knows that. And his bold and open faith can challenge us to be bolder ourselves, inviting, welcoming, showing Jesus' love to others. What has unfolded for me, and I think for us in Brantley, is no doubt a glimpse of God's promised picture of the whole world. And it starts here in our faith community as we lead gently, include openly, without embarrassment or irritation. The prophet Isaiah could have been speaking about Brantley and all the children here when he looked ahead to what God's dream is for our world. Remember this from Isaiah: the wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Thank you, Brantley, for leading us.
As most of you know, I was an educator for 30 years, and you would think that would make me a lot more comfortable being up in situations like this, but that's not the case at all. 22 of those years were spent serving students with special needs and their families. I worked with kids from ages 5 to 18, a lot of them with autism. And autism comes with varying degrees of cognitive, social, physical delays. You just really never know what combination you're going to get. When I watch Brantley, I see a young man who has grown by leaps and bounds over the last year. It may not be quite as obvious to some folks, but the fact that he is willing to help in worship is huge, because that means he feels comfortable here. He feels loved and accepted here. And that's what it should be for everyone, that when we walk through those doors, we're loved and accepted and comfortable no matter what. Because yes, in society's view, folks with differences or disabilities aren't the same as everyone else. But I like to look at the fact that we're all different. We all have our strengths and our needs. And who's to say who's really disabled and who's not? This congregation has welcomed the children and put them up front, and they have shown me what it means to truly live in my faith and to accept others no matter what, because we're all God's children.
I just want to go back a little bit to when my children were young. Holly Grove welcomed the children, but they didn't participate in the service much except on special occasions. Although Gary Hedrick was a youth leader, and they did a wonderful job. They had the best youth group. I think Todd can attest to that. And Joe, if he was here, the youth group was wonderful. They did so much. And now to today, to see all these young children participating so fully in the service, it just makes me smile. And, you know, why not have smiling in church? We don't have to be serious every minute we're here. We should go out with a smile on our face. I remember the first time I received a gluten-free wafer from Sawyer. It was such a joyful experience to have someone so young participate in one of the most important parts of our service. It was very meaningful to me, and I look forward to every Sunday getting my wafer from Sawyer. So I just want to say that I think it's great we have all these young children. Kate always puts a smile on my face when she comes up and gets the bucket or comes up to the altar. So I just want to say thank you for everybody for letting these children participate so fully in our services.
A few years ago, Pastor Anna invited Sawyer to give out the gluten-free wafers at communion. It is his job, and is only when he can attend. If he cannot attend, he worries his job will not be done. He not only comes to church, he really wants to come. Seeing the kids help Pastor Anna with the service makes me proud to be a member of a church that welcomes kids to be kids. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to come forward and share a few words? I'll let you think about it while I say a couple of more things, and then we'll see if you want to come forward.
And that is, on your application, when you were looking for a pastor, I don't know if you remember, but on there, you wanted someone who had a joyful spirit. You wanted someone who was good with children. You wanted other things too. But when I saw those, I thought, oh, that's a perfect fit. I had been a nanny for 6 years, and those 6 years are some of the greatest of my whole life. And the way that you have allowed me to welcome children into worship and to participate in ways that are uniquely about them and the developmental stage that they are in has brought more joy than I can express. Because I truly believe that if we are all to be welcomed into the church, just as God welcomes us for who we are and where we are. And as adults, we're all pretty much in the same developmental level, give or take. But for children, it's not reasonable to expect them to be still or to be quiet. They're children, and they're filled with big energy and big feelings and so much joy, and they want to participate, and they want to contribute. And I'm so delighted that we've been able to create that kind of culture here in worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. It is my joy and honor to serve worship with your children. And so although I may not be a mom and I may not have my own children, I think God has given me something far greater. I get to be their pastor, and it is the joy and gift of a lifetime. Thanks be to God.
Church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
One in the communion of saints, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. Holy One, we give thanks for all servant leaders of the church. Bless all bishops, pastors, and deacons, including presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton, Bishop Tim Smith, and our own Pastor Anna, with humble wisdom, strength for their cause, and ground them in your love. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creative One, we give thanks for the delicate balance of the natural world. Kindle in us a spirit of caring strength in the preservation of habitats, food availability, and centers of refuge that all wildlife may thrive. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Empowering One, fill the leaders of governments with a spirit of service that prioritizes those on the margins due to job loss, underemployment, unsafe working conditions, and age. May economic equity be achieved for all people. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Restoring One, Send your angels to watch over, rescue, and protect those who are injured or ill. Nurse those who suffer hardship, disease, injury, or difficulty with your comfort and peace, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Kate, Keith, Jim, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God of grace, abiding one, you call pastors to shepherd the congregations toward faithful living as servants and followers of Jesus. Inspire all ordained ministers and seminarians to ministry that challenges, engages, and comforts those in their care. God of grace, saving one, we give thanks for all saints who have faithfully served you. We rejoice in a promised place at the feast of victory that we receive by your grace alone. God of grace,
holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to move around a little bit and share the peace of Christ with one another.
us pray together. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, loving and faithful God. All your works from the heights to the depths echo your praise. In the beginning, your word summoned light. Darkness withdrew and creation dawned. When the times at last had ripened and the earth had grown in full abundance, your word created humankind in your image to steward all of creation. You gave us breath and speech, that all might find a voice to sing your praise and to celebrate the creation you called good. And so, with the entire communion of saints, with angels and the whole creation, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, gracious and merciful God. Before our beginnings, you have always been the three in one being who was and is to come. From before time, you have been dreaming us up, imagining a world, forming us into creatures who might come to love you in return. By your breath and with your hands, you made us and have written us into the long and unending story of your love. Around a table with the ones you called to carry on your story, you, Jesus, took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to your disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, break, and give us that we might be your body in the world. After the meal ended, you, Jesus, took the cup of wine. Again, you gave thanks and praise and gave the cup to your disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this cup and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, pour, and give us that we might be your life flowing for the world. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
You ready? You guys ready? The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world, and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Just a reminder, please go look and explore the nursery and the children's classroom. Look for the video on Facebook and in the holly leaf. It includes all the folks who helped with the renovations. So a deep gratitude to all of you who participated in the refreshing of those spaces. We also want to wish Teresa Connor a very happy birthday today. And now receive God's blessing. Ready? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let's say together our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.